بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة، خلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the sunan, the ways of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is called Sunnah al-Tadafu', the Sunnah of going head to head. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it in Surah Al-Baqarah, في قوله تعالى: ولولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض لفسدت الأرض. If it were not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala setting a group of people to face another group of people, corruption would spread. والآية في الحج: ولولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض لهدمت صوامع وبيع وصلوات ومساجد يذكر فيها اسم الله كثيرا. So that sunnah is to maintain that earth relatively is clean from corruption. So you got two groups normally, because two rights cannot conflict, they don't go. You know, if you're in the truth, I'm in the truth, we should be together. So one is wrong and one is left, one is right. Now the group who's on the truth, or those who are on the truth, if they simply conquer falsehood and they wipe it from the face of the earth, khalas, there is no need for this dunya to exist anymore. Then the test is over. Then it's time to move from this world to the everlasting abode, which is Jannah for the believers, because they managed to overrun corruption. They managed to remove it. They managed to take it off. طيب, if falsehood of those who are on falsehood would conquer, would win, then day of resurrection is here too. That means there is no voice for the truth. خلاص. ولذلك قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, لا تقوم الساعة إلا على شرار الناس. When the hour actually happens, the worst of mankind will be in the face of this earth. Right before this, Allah will send the wind to suffocate the few believers left on the face of this earth. What I'm trying to say is, disagreeing is inevitable, is ongoing, is something that happens. Khilaf happens. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you different to me. Intellectually, you're probably much better than me. Intellectually, the way that I assess the situation is different to the way that you assess the situation. We differing as a human being, I'm talking in general, is not a sin, because that's a natural process. But how do you conduct yourself when you differ? That is where the accountability is. How do you carry yourself when you differ? How? When you disagree. We're going to disagree. You probably, some of you are disagreeing with what I'm saying right now. We're going to disagree. But how do you show response to your disagreement? That's what we're talking about. Brothers and sisters in Islam, there is no single doubt in the hearts of all of us as Muslims that every single Muslim in any community wills good for this ummah. They have good intentions. They're good people. Some of them are probably more sincere than anyone else. You cannot, period, question that. You can't. And you know what? Both wanna be on the truth. Both wanna join the truth. Both wanna be out there following the truth or hoping. But you see, that path of truth is identified, is known, is a just and balanced one. The main or the prominent characteristics of this path, which is I'm referring to be with the truth, is a middle one, a moderate one. And this is what all the messengers and the prophets came down with, to help you and me conduct our lives in a moderate way. And look at this. Surah Al-Baqarah has 286 verses. 286 verses. What is the middle verse? What is the number? 143. What is that verse says? وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. And indeed we have made you, O Muslims, a just, balanced ummah. Balanced. You know what it means to be just and balanced? That you fall in the middle of two extremes. Ifrat, negligence. Tafreet, negligence. Ifrat, excessiveness, extremism. That you come in between. You're in the middle. To your right, negligence. Some people who say, take it easy, man, you're too tough. Don't do this. And in the other side, overdoing it. extremism, excessiveness, غلو. And brothers and sisters in Islam, for you to understand this, when you position yourself right in the middle, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you find yourself protected. You have two edges protecting you. But if you go to the edge, danger. Danger is there, very close. But when you're in the middle, you're preserved. You're protected. Also, watch to the things which Allah created. When they run and they reach the middle course, the best. Look at the sun. When does the sun give its best light? When? Best heat, I guess. That's when? When it is what? When the moon looks the best, when? The human, look at it, we're aging. I can't even afford, alhamdulillah, flying anymore. I used to, alhamdulillah, age. When you're youthful. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this is what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came to deliver. A moderate path, a middle way, a just, balanced attitude. Look at this now. Pertaining to your beliefs, pertaining to your ibadah, pertaining to your character, and pertaining to your dealings with one another. Look, and I'm not going to compare the Muslims to the non-Muslims. That khutbah should have been really about that, that just to show you how Islam is a moderate, just, and balanced religion. If you compare it to the previous religions or any other religion out there in the face of this earth. But I'm going to show you how people who say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah gun away from that middle way, whether to the side of negligence or whether to the side of extremism. And this is what created divisions. And this is what, even though we all say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, but we're different. Because again, we have not adopted that wasatiyah. That is why I call it the last way in the ummah right now. Most of the Muslims, whether negligence, whether extremism, very few are in the middle way. Why? Because it takes knowledge. It takes learning. And it takes wisdom too. You know, sometimes it comes with age. When you're young, you know. I'll give you an example. In the area of beliefs. Let's take, for example, the first subject ever Muslims disagreed upon. Can I ask you what was the first subject Muslims disagreed upon? You know what it is? What is Iman? The definition of Iman. I'm not talking the articles of Iman. I know, everybody knows the six articles. Believe in Allah, angels, messengers, books, day of judgment, al-qadr. We know that. Nobody disagrees on this one. But the nature, the reality of Iman. What makes Iman? First of all, you need to know this, that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself did not know what Iman means. And for him to know what Iman means, he received revelation. My evidence? وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْإِيمَانُ وَلَا الْكِتَابُ مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانُ. And thus we sent you Jibreel. He did not know what Iman means, the nature. I'm talking about the nature, the reality of Iman. Has it been for al-wahy, for the revelation. طيب, what is الإيمان? The Ummah disagreed. You ended up with one extreme to the left, excessiveness, غلو, being fanatic, and negligence. And the truth is in the middle. الخوارج, they tell you what is إيمان. إيمان is one solid reality, one entity. Entity. If you mess up with it, all of it is gone. إِذَا ذَهَبَ بَعْضُهُ ذَهَبَ كُلُّهُ. When you commit a sin, your iman is gone. And those are the people who label Muslims who commit major sins to be disbelievers, and consequently they kill them. If you're wondering where that killing comes from. Why? لِنُّ كَفَّرَهُ. Because for you to kill a Muslim, you must take him out of the fold of Islam. Now, how can I take him out of the fold of Islam? Kufr. How? Iman is one solid entity. He can't mess around it. طيب, this is an extreme. And by the way, they use evidence. But if you sit with them, you tell them simply it's taken out of context. طيب, look at the other extreme. Negligence. إيمان المرجئة. They tell you what إيمان is. Listen, إيمان is تصديق of the heart. That you believe in your heart, the six articles of faith. وجزاك الله خيرا, يعني سيشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله, عشان نجوزك واحدة مسلمة, ولو جئت عزمتنا عندك نجي ناكل الذبيحة بتاعتك عشان في أحكام إيه. I'm sorry. And please say أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. So the ruling of a Muslim would apply to you. That if you can marry a Muslim woman, and if you invite me to your house, I can come and eat your ذبيحة. جزاك الله. طب الصلاة والزكاة والحج والش... لا 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 لا, has nothing to do with إيمان. أخرجوا العمل. Subhanallah, I was telling the brother right before the khutbah, this khutbah should have been about this subject today. Good Friday today, right? But we're here, ummah to da'wah, we're supposed to give da'wah to non-Muslims. And here we are talking about this subject on that Friday. Huh? This is what Christians did to their religion. Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came, I came confirming the laws, you have to work. Paul, a self-claimed disciple, never met Isa at all, alayhi salatu wasalam, came up with that formula. Listen, all what you have to do, believe in the grace of Allah. Or believe that Allah sent His Son to die for in the cross. Khalas. You don't have to do nothing. We have also a sect in Islam, al-Murji'ah. You're like, no deeds. Ma fish. طيب. Where is the truth? The truth is in the middle. إيمان, أهل السنة والجماعة, the middle way, إيمان, faith, قول, statement of the heart, the tongue, action of the limbs, and you're not perfect. It increases and decreases. Decreases and decreases. هذا هو. Just to show you, I'm showing you, we're talking about Muslims here. Again, brothers, and say, the truth is in the middle. طيب, let's take الأسماء والصفات, the names and the attributes of Allah, knowing who Allah is. Two extremes. One extreme, الجهمية والمعتزلة, they said what? Listen, Allah has no names, no attributes. يقول لك Allah has no names, no attributes. طب يا أخي السميع البصير في القرآن. نفاة. معطلة. They are called extreme. وذلك يقول لك المعطل يعبد عدمه. يعني imagine I come and I tell you, brother, my alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed me yesterday with a child so good. And then you ask me, can you describe that child for me? Oh, he has no attributes. No, I can't. He has nothing. So who are you worshipping? This is extreme.
Look at the other extreme, المجسمه. They took the names and the attributes of Allah literally. Allah has a face, now he thinks the face of Allah is a human face. مجسم. شوف. Extremes. طب where is the truth? In the middle. Yes, Allah has names, has attributes, but we understand it. ليس كمثله شيء. No one is like Allah. Don't try to visualize. Let go. مررها. الإمام أحمد يقول مررها. مررها. Let it pass. Just don't stop. Again, being just balanced. طيب القدر. Look القدر. Likewise. You get two extremes. القدرية, they tell you what? إن الأمر أنف. Imagine there are people who believe that things Allah do not know about what happens until they happen. Imagine there are people who believe that. And this is an early, by the way, movement. Just read the beginning of hadith. Umar ibn al-Khattab, hadith Jibreel. Just read that hadith. Can I have a napkin, please? ممكن نابكن. Read hadith Jibreel. إن الأمر أنف. يقول لك Allah doesn't know nothing. Imagine this. قدري. طب that's one extreme. طب look at the other extreme. Everything that happens because of the will of Allah. You have zero will. Basically, or I'll give you the example. I'm not going to slap nobody here. That's not the right time to do this. But look at this. At the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, Umar caught a thief and he's about to cut his hand. فقال يا أمير المؤمنين, he said, O commander of the faithful, لقد سرقت بقدر الله. I stole because of القدر الله. That's قدر upon me. Umar said, I'll cut your hand too also in قدر الله. ما هذا هذا المذهب مذهب إبليس. Who started the whole thing? Iblis. What did Iblis say to Allah? قال ربي بما أغويتني. He said, Iblis that. Oh Allah, you misguided me. لا. Listen. Look. Look what is the truth is. The truth is in the middle. You have a will. Allah knows your will. And your will under the will of Allah. And leave it at that. Now you don't know what Allah will, what Allah knows. So just take the right path. The truth. You still have irada. But Allah knows about your irada. طيب العبادات. Look at العبادة. Also. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم rebuked a companion whom he's another, in another hadith, expressed his love for him. Imagine the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم came one day to Mu'adh, قال يا Mu'adh, O Mu'adh, والله إني لأحبك. By Allah, I love you, Mu'adh. And when Bani Salama complained about him prolonging the salah, being excessive there, he said, أفتان أنت يا Mu'adh? Are you putting people to fitna, Mu'adh? Don't. If you pray by yourself, recite as much as you want. But if you lead the people in salah, come on. Behind you are the sick, the elder. Why? Balanced. Look at this now. Meanwhile, what? He was sitting, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the masjid. And a companion of his entered, prayed. But what kind of salah, like a lot of Muslims do now? Naqr. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. Negligence. ارجع فصلي فإنك لم تصلي. Go back and pray. Have not prayed. Middle. One of his wives, I don't recall, Safiya, maybe I could be wrong. She ended up, by the way, for her to pray tahajjud, she ended up having a robe in the masjid. So that when she gets tired, she would hold on that rope so she can carry on praying. So, help, untie this rope. Don't do this. فَلْيُصَلِّ أَحَدُكُمْ نَشَاطًا. You pray as long as you can pray. After that, take a break. Come on. Middle. وسط, balanced, moderate way. يا إخوة, you hear the hadith al-Rahd, the three individuals who came to the house of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. You know the hadith, hadith Anas and the Muslim asking the manner of his worship. What did they say? One of them said what? I'll pray tahajjud every single night. Two, I will fast every single day. Three, the third one said, no women. Women keeping me busy from the worship of Allah, no women and children. There's nothing wrong with you fasting every day, praying tahajjud every night, but that's extreme. That's being fanatic. He got on the pulpit and he addressed the ummah. And by the way, he never named these individuals. You don't name people in the pulpit. Don't. You're abusing the pulpit. You don't think that the Sahaba do not know the names of these three individuals? They know them. Go and check the books of Sunnah and find these names. Nobody ever would name them. He stood in the pulpit and said, I heard what some people are saying. You stand on the pulpit and call names. This is minbarun nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi, I belittle myself to be up here. Wallahi, uqsim bi rabbil alameen, I'm belittling myself to be sitting here. Wallahi, I'm not making this up. To be here in his place, Allah said. Watch. Watch. ما تفعل هذا. شوف في الصلاة. He would face the Qibla and he sees from behind. And one of the characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he would see from behind. He would see people lifting their. He knows them. He knows their names. He looks back. ما بال أقوام. Why some people are doing this? At the end of the day, listen, are you going to punish people? Is that what you want to do, or you want to correct people? People do not get corrected this way. Nobody accepts it. The nafs inside the body has a sultan, has power. Ya akhi, nafs deceived Pharaoh. He stood in front of people and he said, Ana Rabbukum. He said, Sakhayal, nafs, Majnoon had. قال للناس أنا ربكم الأعلى نفس. ففور يو تو جيت ذات نفس تو دو ذا رايت ثينج تيك إت إيزي. ف لوك هي سيد صلى الله عليه وسلم اي فاست اند اي بريك فاست اي براي تهجد افري نايت اند اي سليب افري نايت اند اي ماري وومن اند ذيس از ماي واي ذا ميدل واي. The scholars, they say about this hadith, this is my deen. This is my religion. The middle path. There are Muslims who do not pray. That's also negligence. That's an extreme. بعض الناس يا شيخ والله العظيم يا شيخ أنا كويس وقلبي أبيض. My heart is so white. That's an Egyptian expression. I don't know if it works with you or not. The only thing that I don't pray 5 times a day. يا سلام يا أخوي قلبه أبيض. Other people they say Allah is in my heart. يقول لك Allah is in my heart. أنا ما بصليش بس. And I always tell that story. I was imaming صلاة العيد في Washington DC at one time. And you know there is a variation between the number of takbirat. One of the brothers, of course I did 7 and 5. He came to me after the salah. And I thought he's going to say Eid Mubarak to you. And he said, Minnak lillah. I complain you to Allah. Or about you, against you to Allah. You messed up the only salah I observe every year. Huwa Muslim. Listen, Muslim. Muslim huwa. But say, عنده ايه? Tafreed. Negligence. But the truth is where? In the middle. and on يا إخوة. Brothers and sisters in Islam, let's come to an important pillar of Islam, which is the scholars listed it to be the sixth pillar. على سبيل الاجتهاد اجتهاد اجتهدوا اجتهادا. There is no text that says that. The pillars of Islam are what? Five. But because of the importance of that pillar, they placed it of importance number six. What pillar? Enjoining good, forbidding evil. Also, we have two extremes in the Ummah. One to the right, one to the left. And the truth is in the middle. The negligence, يا عم أنا مالي, it's not my business. امشي جنب الحيط, walk, that's again an Egyptian expression, walk next to the walls. إني لا أسمع لا أرى لا أتكلم, I don't see, I don't hear, I don't speak. And by the way, some of them, they use evidence which they take out of context literally and to justify their position, to be passive. That there is something wrong happening in front of you and you do not do something about it. This is wrong. This is bad. If you see something wrong, you must change it. من رأى منكم منكرا فليغير. He shouldn't say, be passive. He should say no. لا. That's extreme here. But look at the other extreme. How do you change it? How? Well, that's the issue. هذا هو مربط الفرس. You know, this is the place where we tie all the horses. Remember that line? Enjoining good with good, forbidding evil without evil. That's what you need to do. You enjoin, تأمر بمعروف بمعروف, and you forbid evil without evil. Basically, before you try to stop evil, you're supposed to assess the positive and the negative consequences of your act, then should I or should I not? Mahua, listen, it's easy to yell at everybody. It's easy. But there is a benefit. There is a harm. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I'll share with you what Ibn al-Qayyim said. And listen to these words carefully from a book called إعلام المواقعين عن رب العالمين. Beautiful book, beautiful literature. إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شرع لأمته إيجاب إنكار المنكر ليحصل من المعروف ما يحبه الله ورسوله. Again, I'll say it in Arabic and I'll translate. إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ شَرَعَ لِأُمَّتِهِ إِيجَابَ إِنْكَارِ الْمُنْكَرِ لِيَحْصُلَ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ مَا يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made it mandatory upon his ummah to forbid evil. Mandatory to forbid evil in order for the ma'roof, for the goodness to exist, which will please Allah and His Messenger. But look at this now. فإن استلزم الإنكار المنكر منكر أكبر منه فهو أمر منكر ومعصية لله ورسوله. But if you forbid evil and that evil will lead to a greater evil, then this is evil. What you're doing is evil. And you're disobeying Allah and His Messenger. Even though you're forbidding, you're enjoining good and forbidding evil. He broke it down in four scenarios. Look at this. Look at this. Four scenarios. You have an evil in front of you. And by the way, this does not have to apply to a community. It could be with you and your children. Anybody who's in charge, even if one person. You see evil with your eyes. Now what will happen? Are you going to exchange, replace that evil with good? Then it's mandatory to stop that evil. And haram. Haram if you don't do it. If you're going to replace that evil with good. If you're positive. Sure that if you use your force or your hand, or if you speak and this evil will be replaced with goodness, then you do it. You're sure so. You're sure. That's scenario number one. Two, that evil will be replaced with a lesser evil. Lesser. You know when Al-Khidr dug the hole in the ship? What happened? Those are two evils. The ship is being taken away from the Masakin, and Al-Khidr digging a hole in the ship. But the least of the lesser evil. Then it's highly recommended. Look, if that evil will become lesser, it's then recommended, not mandatory, recommended. That is two. طيب, scenario three here. What if the evil will be replaced with an evil equal to it? Stop. Consult a scholar. Ijtihad. You need a scholar. You need somebody to. That's the situation. But don't. But look at the fourth scenario now, the scary one. When you place that evil with a greater evil, it is haram. Haram. Haram to do it. And I mean it. The word haram, I mean it. I mean the word haram. Because you're going to cause a greater harm. Look at the statement of Ibn al-Qayyim, is not over yet. وَلَقَدْ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَرَى الْمُنْكَرَاتِ فِي مَكَّةِ وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُ تَغْيِيرَهَا. And the Prophet ﷺ used to see a lot of evil in Mecca. He would not even. He used to do tawaf when the people are worshipping the idols, praying to the idols. خلاص. They're not only this. Look at Ibn al-Qayyim, what Ibn al-Qayyim is telling you. Even when he conquered Mecca, and Mecca became a Muslim place, and he was able to change it. At one stage, he wanted to take down the foundation of the Kaaba and reconstruct it the way Ibrahim and Ismail raised it. You know, if you look at the Kaaba, there is a Hijr Ismail there. There is a missing part, right? Huh? There is a missing part there. So Rasulullah wanted what? To take the Kaaba down and rebuild it on the original foundation. And he said, no, I can't. You know what's the reason? لولا حداثة قومك بالإسلام. Has it been for Quraysh being new to Islam? That's too much fitna for them. Yes. It's going to expose a greater evil. Oh, he's taking the Kaaba down. Big chaos. Brothers and sisters in Islam, it is time for all of us as Muslims to realize the challenges that we're facing. It is of no one interest. And I want to tell you something I debated with myself. Should I be coming to that environment? And I'm not, by the way, I'm not siding for nobody. Nobody. But I wanted to convey this message to you. Don't become a self-destructive community. Don't. Don't.
It is time to pay attention to the challenges. There are 6 billion non-Muslims in the face of this earth waiting for us to give them the da'wah. And you know, this is a good Friday, I think. I mean, it's all good. Friday is always good for us, but the khutbah should have been really about the second coming of Isa or the resurrection. What do we believe in this? So that we can go and convey Ummatul Da'wah. Ummatul Da'wah. To look down here. Look ahead. Allah, subhanAllah, one of the most fascinating things about flying, and which I love so much. You know, I love this scene, and I always go to the, my before I fly, I make sure I get a window seat. You know, when the airplane takes off, you know, the higher you go up, the smaller this world become. Rise for Allah. Strive. Sometimes I look at, man, people are fighting over this small piece of earth. Look at them. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're here, we're together. There is always a ground for us to be together. It is time for the elders of our community here to simply try to be out there and proactive in building bridges. You know, like I said in my khutbah, differing is a natural process. We will differ. There is no question about it. But like I mentioned, don't neglect it and don't be extreme about it. There is a good way to go about it. There is no perfect person here. I'm not. There is no perfect institution there. There is no such a thing. We all have shortcomings, akhi. La ilaha illallah. We all have shortcomings. There is nobody's perfect. But let's follow the middle way. The just, fair, balanced way of correcting the situation, where we don't cause a greater chaos, because we have children out there waiting to be educated, waiting to be helped with their deen. This is the message I came to convey to you. Qadaran wallahi, wallahi, this Jum'ah I was supposed to be in Melbourne, Australia, which is, I think, 2 days ago. So the Jum'ah is already gone. And we have a blizzard in Denver, and they changed my route, and it came through here. I said, subhanAllah, you know, let me go and see my brothers in El Minhal and just convey a short message to them. Maybe, brothers, we can get back together. Yadullahi ma'al jama'ah. The hand of Allah, the help of Allah is with the jama'ah. Wallahi, I tell, and I spoke to a lot of the brothers before coming, we're all losers at the end. We all lose. And the cause of Allah loses. Let's walk over our egos and work for Allah. You know, one of the people who was jailed in Egypt, and he tells me that story. He said, when I was taken to jail,
I feel so much down. And I, why? And when I entered the prison, I saw this ex-con convicted before me writing on the wall, "You sold yourself for Allah. Don't ask why. You're giving your nafs for Allah. Don't ask why you're here. You're working for Allah. This project is for Allah. Did you sell yourself for Allah? Then don't worry about yourselves. Don't. Then you're not doing it for Allah." اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم وفقنا إلى ما تحب وترضى. اللهم خذ بنواصينا إلى البر والتقوى. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، واهزم أعداء الدين يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم.